This is TWiT.
Let's talk a little bit about Airbnb. I'm a big fan of Airbnb, used it a ton for a number of different trips that I've taken the past many years. So I've really enjoyed myself through their service. No doubt many industries have been dramatically impacted by the restrictions that are occurring due to the coronavirus. Travel, of course, has seen a devastating impact. And Airbnb was kind of thriving, was doing pretty good, was on track for this year to be a really big year for Airbnb with plans to go public. Now its hosts are calling this moment the Airbnb apocalypse. And joining us to talk about this is James Temperton from Wired. How's it going, James?
Hi there. Not too bad. How's it going?
Excellent. It's awesome to get you on. We appreciate you taking time out of your evening to join us. So I guess, first of all, let's start with kind of how, like, the pre-coronavirus Airbnb, things were going pretty strongly for them. They had big plans, ambitions for 2020. Kind of set the stage there a little bit.
Yeah, things were going great. This was going to be Airbnb's year, right? It was the year, as you said, when it planned to go public. Pretty recently, it was valued at between $50 and $70 billion. This is a startup that the industry has been waiting for to go public for a number of years. So this was the moment. Everything was looking pretty rosy. Airbnb had taken its sweet time about going public. It was just about to make the move, and then along came coronavirus.
Dun, dun, dun. And of course, here we are. The travel industry basically collapsed, along with many, many industries, but travel has been hit very heavily. So things have obviously shifted for Airbnb. Where is that impact seen most of all? I mean, really, it only survives if people are traveling and actually staying in these units. What is happening right now to their bottom line?
It's a similar story to what we're seeing with airlines, right? So new bookings on Airbnb were down 85% in recent weeks in March. Cancellation rates are down down 90%. Revenue generated by Airbnb's platform as a whole, so that's the money that hosts are making, was down 25% year on year, wiping out $1 billion in bookings. Airbnb is absolutely huge, but with much of the world on lockdown and likely to be on lockdown for a number of weeks or months to come, those numbers are unlikely to pick up anytime soon. So this is an absolute disaster for Airbnb.
And Airbnb has also secured some kind of emergency investment relief. Is that right? I think I read a figure in the billions, I think.
Yeah, it's taken on $1 billion of investment and also $1 billion in senior debt. So senior debt is debt that overrides and takes precedent over its existing debt. So basically, Airbnb's got its security blanket in place. So it should be okay. It might not be if this pandemic keeps going as long as some people are estimating. But for the time being, Airbnb's all right with that money in place. But obviously, it's not making any money. It takes a cut of all of these bookings. That's the only way it makes any cash. And with very few or basically no people staying in any Airbnbs all around the world, it's closed. It's closed for business. And this is really, really bad.
Yeah, really bad. Now, a large part of what you write about and kind of part of what drew me to this, because I'm also very interested, just like, outside of technology, I happen to be very interested in investment, real estate, that sort of stuff. So this was kind of like both worlds kind of coming into one. What you write about a lot in your piece is about the investor community, about how there are a lot of investors who have bought up real estate specifically because they know that they can make a lot of money using the Airbnb model to rent out a nightly or weekly or even just over the weekend or whatever. They can make an insane amount of money. How is this trickling down to those investors? I mean, this really has the potential to be crippling for so many people.
Yeah, absolutely. So to understand the scale of the problem for Airbnb and its hosts, you have to think of Airbnb as more of a hotel chain, right? So Airbnb has 7 million listings around the world. That's listings, not individual rooms. So an awful lot more than 7 million people could be staying in an Airbnb on any given night. That makes it bigger than the top 10 hotel chains in the world combined, which have 5.48 million guest rooms. So Airbnb is a really, really big hotel operator. The coronavirus crisis wouldn't be bad news for your sort of individual with a spare room or a second home earning a bit of extra income, which is what Airbnb sort of presents itself as. It's the sharing economy platform. But Airbnb isn't that. Most listings on Airbnb are owned by people with more than one listing, many of them with several dozen listings, and they're running them as de facto hotels. We've all stayed in them. They have all those telltale signs that no one actually lives there. But Airbnb's allowed this problem to get pretty big on its platform, so much so that in most markets, these kinds of hosts outnumber the sharing economy, spare room kinds of hosts. Now, the problem with this is those investors don't actually own the properties, or if they do, they likely have mortgages to pay on them. But for the most part, what Airbnb has enabled is this gold rush. You can get 3 to 5 times the long-term rental yield by listing a property on Airbnb. This is a great get-rich-quick scheme. The problem is it opens you up to huge liabilities the second you're unable to get people into the properties that you've rented. So it's rental arbitrage. You take one property, take a loan, rent it out, rent out another one, rent out another one, and then you sublet them through Airbnb and Booking.com, and you can charge a way higher nightly rate. That's absolutely fine, but now no one is traveling. No one's going on holidays. No one's going on business trips. No one's in those rooms, but the bills are still coming in, and someone's got to pay them.
Yeah, especially in the real estate, you know, investing world, it's hard. When you see those dollar signs on something like this, like, you know, it's very known that renting these types of units out through Airbnb, like you said, it's a great markup. You can make a whole lot of money. No one ever really thinks about the reality or the potential, the prospects of, let's say, a pandemic suddenly stopping worldwide travel. It's like it's something that's hardly ever, if ever, happened in any sort of modern time example. So that never factors into the equation. And then here you are. It's like the tower falls over. You even you call it in your article kind of like a Ponzi scheme, essentially, because it's all built on the backs of the deals that came before it. Right. So if one part of the equation falters at the bottom, the whole thing falls down. And that's kind of where we're at. As far as those investors are concerned, the people that are running these units, how are there ways that they're kind of shifting their strategy to help protect themselves? Is Airbnb helping them to protect their assets as far as this is concerned?
A good way to think of the pandemic, right, is it's a bit of a stress test for businesses. So as you said, there's this Ponzi scheme element to this, and businesses that haven't been built well won't pass the stress test of this pandemic. So for an awful lot of these Airbnb tests, Airbnb hosts, this really is a disaster. In terms of what they can do, that's the problem. They can't really do a lot. So some of them have started advertising coronavirus-proof Airbnb bunkers, particularly those with Airbnb rentals in maybe more remote locations, but also city center apartments are saying, come here, it's been deep cleaned, it's a safe place to stay if you need somewhere to stay. Obviously, city officials and public health officials absolutely hated that and shut it down. Here in the UK, Airbnb's business has effectively been closed. It's agreed with authorities that no one, apart from a very, very small number of exceptions, nobody can stay in an Airbnb while the UK remains under lockdown. So, okay, you're an Airbnb host. Where do you put your property? How do you get some money coming in? Some of them have started listing them on some more obscure month-by-month listing platforms. But again, no one's moving around. Some Airbnb hosts, a lot of people have found this quite amusing. If maybe you're not a fan of what Airbnb's done to your city's housing market, some Airbnb hosts have started listing on long-term rental sites. So if your viewers fire up their web browser and head to whatever listings website advertises rental properties in their town or city, they might notice a sudden deluge of 1 and 2 bedroom apartments with towels sort of neatly folded on the end of the bed in the picture and the telltale Nespresso coffee machine gleaming in the kitchen. These are Airbnbs that are being quickly flipped to long-term rentals. But the problem that the Airbnb hosts have, these Airbnb investors, is that no one's moving, no one's renting. So they're stuck with all of these empty units and the bills are piling up.
Oh, man. And especially, you know, a lot of these investors, you know, they might not have invested in just one unit that they have to cover the mortgage for, the mortgage payment for while this is happening. You know, and you point out in the article, they've got one and then another and another. It's a whole almost like a franchise of their collection of rental units, because the more you do, the more obviously the more money you make, and it just snowballs from there. Now they've got to cover all of those all at once. And that can, like I said, that can be crippling. if the Airbnb model is so susceptible to such a dramatic decrease, you know, across the board to something like this, what could Airbnb have done differently to protect itself, to protect its hosts, if anything? Or maybe it's too early to really know the answer to that.
Yeah, so let's briefly mention what Airbnb's done, because that was in your earlier question. So Airbnb points to a $250 million fund, which is going to support hosts with cancellations. Something that's really, really annoyed the professionalized Airbnb host community is that Airbnb got rid of cancellation fees. So normally, if you cancel on Airbnb, a host can say, well, you owe me a certain percentage of the booking for messing me around. And that would have at least given hosts some income. All cancellation fees are off the table. You can cancel without any penalty. So Airbnb's put in place this $250 million fund. Sounds like quite a bit, but when you think that there are 7 million listings across all of Airbnb, and we're talking about a crisis that might run on for months and months, it's kind of like putting a Band-Aid on a blood bath. There's also a separate pot for Airbnb super hosts. These are the hosts on Airbnb that have the most wonderful, beautiful, elegant properties that Airbnb uses in its marketing material. They're able to access a portion of a $17 million fund to help with mortgage costs. But in terms of what Airbnb could have done to mitigate this problem on its platform in the first place before it became one, I mean, as I said, the coronavirus pandemic is a stress test for businesses, and businesses that aren't well constructed might find themselves under additional pressures. The additional pressure that Airbnb finds itself under is, like a lot of startups, it's grown too big. It's grown way beyond its initial mission. Brian Chesky, the CEO and co-founder of Airbnb, often talks about the mission of this startup. It's community-driven. Airbnb is nothing without its community of hosts. That's true for a very, very thin veneer right at the top of Airbnb, these sort of sharing economy tree houses and beautiful mountaintop villas that you can stay in on Airbnb that it makes a big deal about. But beneath that is this vast slurry of hotel-like rentals being run by some fairly shady characters I found in previous investigations. So what could Airbnb have done? It could have remained true to its sharing economy roots, but it didn't. It expanded into the biggest hotel chain in the world. And I'm sure, like a lot of standard hotel chains, it's finding how painful it is when business completely dries up.
Yeah, absolutely. You just never know what's around that corner. And here we are. So speaking of that, right, around the corner was this big IPO that was going to happen this year. Great valuation. Now we've got this new reality. How do we know? I mean, obviously, this is not good for Airbnb's IPO. Do we know whether their plans are still to move forward? I mean, are there adjustments being made? How is that going?
Yeah, well, as I said, they've taken on $1 billion in new debt and $1 billion of new investment with a fairly sharp interest rate on that, according to some sources speaking to press in the United States. So Airbnb is in pretty rocky shape right now. As I said, those booking numbers, they're down nearly 100%. Airbnb is effectively closed. In terms of its IPO happening this year, in terms of this still being Airbnb's year, it's kind of impossible to see that happening right now, isn't it? I mean, we've got a company that effectively has no business model while the world remains on lockdown. And even when lockdowns lift, there are big questions to be asked about how much people will be flying between countries, how much people will want to go on holidays. And if they do go on holiday and travel, will they want to stay in a hotel where they know there'll be a certain standard of cleaning, or will they be happy staying in an Airbnb where who knows how well it's being cleaned, who knows who was staying in it beforehand? And then there's the question of hosts. Airbnb might be able to ride out this crisis, but will its hosts? As I said, these people have built up huge empires, but they're very, very precarious. And if they're not able to pay these rental bills, then they're going to go bankrupt. They're going to fold. And those properties are going to go somewhere else. They might come back to Airbnb under different businesses, but more than likely, they'll go to long-term or medium-term rental markets. So there'll be a redressing of the balance between the damage that Airbnb has seemingly done to a lot of cities around the world and the scale of Airbnb. Will it have 7 million listings towards the middle or end of this year? It seems very, very unlikely. And that's going to really impact Airbnb's value. We're already seeing figures floating around that it's maybe only now worth in the region of a dozen billion dollars, maybe $15 billion. As I said, fairly recently, it was worth $50 billion, or that was an estimation of its value. So this is a really, really sharp decline for Airbnb, and it's unlikely that it's going to want to go public while it's in this kind of shape.